Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On Beacon Hill, state lawmakers now have a proposal in front of them to give additional protections to patients and workers at clinics that perform abortions. The legislation aims to replace the protest buffer zones ruled unconstitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court last month. WBUR's Martha Biebinger explains what the new legislation would do.
The bill follows a suggestion from the Supreme Court when it threw out the buffer zone law. It builds on a federal law called the Freedom of Access to Clinics Entrances Act. The legislation would let police disperse groups of two or more protesters if they substantially impede access to a clinic door or driveway. Violators would have to stay back 25 feet for up to 8 hours. The bill would bar threats and intimidation. The Attorney General could sue violators. AG Martha Coakley says this measure is the best solution available given the Supreme Court ruling that the state's former buffer zone was a violation of free speech.
The rights of women to enter will be enforced without infringing upon the right of those who are protesting to have their speech be heard.
Just about every activity specified in the bill, I think, is already illegal, so why do we need this?
Bill Cotter, president of Operation Rescue, whose group protests outside clinics that perform abortions, says it would have a chilling effect on his members' actions. But one of the petitioners in the Supreme Court case disagrees. Nancy Clark urges women outside a clinic in Worcester not to go through with abortions.
Our mission has nothing to do with crowding an entrance, hovering around an entrance, or blocking a girl from going in. My whole mission is to just be heard so the girls will know that there's an option out there besides the abortion option.
Several anti-abortion leaders say the legislature should not waste time on this bill because it is not needed. Cotter says there's no evidence of violence outside clinics, with the exception of the shootings at two clinics in 1994. But Cotter says those would not have been stopped by the former or proposed law. Planned Parenthood President Marty Waltz says Cotter isn't taking responsibility for his own actions.
I have personally watched him chase a patient down Commonwealth Avenue to the point that she stepped into traffic to get away from him because he would not leave her alone. That's the kind of behavior that is very troubling to women when all they want to do is come see their physician or pick up their birth control.
Cotter says that never happened, and...
You know, harassment is already against the law. So if there's credible evidence, if somebody with a complaint, somebody wants to bring a charge, then why haven't they done so?
The new bill is on solid constitutional ground, says Northeastern University professor Martha Davis, who was an attorney in another buffer zone case before the nation's highest court. The legislation would permit a temporary 25-foot buffer for up to 8 hours, but only after someone has been cited by a police officer. Davis questions whether this bill, though, as law, would be effective as supporters hope.
A lot of things happen before law enforcement gets on the scene, before a court proceeding is filed, so I think that chances are that this won't be as effective as a buffer zone, but I don't see any legal issues with it.
Opponents plan to speak against the bill when it is heard before a joint House and Senate committee tomorrow. While opponents question the rush, the measure is expected to be on the governor's desk next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.